following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants.
Which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Birnbaum and Berwick is a program for informational purposes only.
And should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable. But we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information.
Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Birnbaum and Berwick.
Birnbaum and Berwick
on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call The Financial Consultants toll free. 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, Chartered Financial Consultant Ron Birnbaum and Attorney Michael Berwick.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Financial Consultants on a holiday. We have President's Day, which, of course, is very confusing to those of us that remember that there never used to be a President's Day. There used to be Abraham Lincoln's birthday, which is actually today, the 16th of February. Is today the 16th?
Yeah.
I think so. Yes, it is. And the 23rd, we would celebrate President Washington's, our first president's birthday, and we would have two separate days off from work. Now kids don't get both of those days off because we have Martin Luther King's Day, and of course Martin Luther King was, you know, not a holiday when I was a little. I actually remember him. But anyway, that's a different story. It's tough when you're 39, too, to remember the details of what happened in the 60s. But, you know, miracles sometimes exist. Anyway, folks, my guest for the entire hour is Belinda Fuchs. And, of course, she is president of OwnYourMoney.com. She's a CPA, does financial coaching and education, has over 15 years of experience as a CPA, corporate trainer, coach, philanthropist. And Belinda is here for, again, the entire hour. You've probably seen her on ABC, NBC, all over the internet, pretty much everywhere around where there's press, there's Belinda. So we'll get to her in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at what happened on Wall Street last week, where investors really saw a gloomy economy with the stimulus package not really getting very far, not really making anybody happy. On Friday, actually, President Obama said that he was going to outline steps to stem home foreclosures. That'll be this Wednesday, so we'll look forward to that. And, of course, the House did pass the $787 billion economic stimulus bill, which people are rather upset about. And I don't think anybody is really pleased with the exact piece of legislation that's going to be enacted. But Wall Street does have lingering uncertainties, and we also saw another economic indicator, which is the University of Michigan's consumer confidence report being down again for another month in February, down sharply. Not a big surprise there, but the Dow Jones did fall on Friday 82 points, which is just over 1% of its value. It was the lowest close since November 20th of last year. And at that time, the blue chip index settled at a 5.5-month low of 7,552.29. It's now at $7,850.41. The markets today, of course, are closed. That's the good news because it doesn't look good. The world markets are off rather substantially today. The world index outside the United States is down 0.5%. But Japan's signs of a recession are deepening, and they were down about 0.3% in trading today. Hong Kong also down 0.75%. In Europe, also down right around 0.5%, pretty much everywhere. Germany, United Kingdom, Pretty much all the markets across the world are down. And, of course, the good news here in the United States is that nobody's going to lose any money on stocks today because the markets are closed in honor of President's Day. Of course, they'll be open tomorrow. Still, the futures markets are actually on and moving and trading, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down some 30 points in futures trading today, this morning. And the Standard & Poor's 500 also down a few points. So it's not looking good for tomorrow. And we'll probably see, looks like prices are going down. Crude oil prices down to $37.56 as surpluses are rising across the country. Natural gas for April delivery also down a bit to $4.33 a cubic foot. The actual indexes themselves, the Dow Jones I mentioned is at 7,850.41. We have also the NASDAQ was down some 50 basis points, just about a half of a percent. Friday to close at $1,534.36. The NASDAQ 100 index down also about a half a percent. Standard Poor's 500 index down 1% last Friday alone. Standard Poor's 500 is $826.84. We also have the Russell 2000 losing about a half a percent on Friday. It's at $448.36. And the Dow Jones Wilshire 5000 index was down almost a percent on Friday. That's at $8,385.74. So that's where the indexes stand today. And I think we're going, you know, folks, we're, you know, pretty much repeating everything day to day. There's just not going to be a lot of positive news over the next several months, and that's why we have some special ways of really recommending what investors should do. And we're going to be actually announcing a couple seminars for accredited investors. We're going to go over this in more detail, tell them how they can really invest in 2009. We call these creative ideas for investing. You can't just sit back and watch your portfolio, sort of stand still. I don't think you're going to see much if you have a well-balanced portfolio, as we've had over the last 10 years. You've seen losses, and there's no reason to just keep things status quo. The changes should be made, and during our seminars, we will that we'll be announcing very shortly, we will show you how you can do that. And we'll be talking about it on the air, too, in other shows. Not today, however, as Belinda Fuchs is with us. And, Belinda, we have a moment right before our break. But let me just welcome you to the Financial Consultants. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me today.
You are welcome. Of course, being a holiday, I'm sure the traffic was nice and easy for you. Because usually at that hour it would have been horrible. You would have had bumper to bumper. Now there's never any traffic at 6:30 in the morning going out of Boston. So you had a nice commute away from traffic. Okay, we're gonna get to Belinda. We're gonna talk about several things about money and relationships and how the psychological factors of managing money all. In the next 45 minutes, if you have any questions for us, give us a call at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Birnbaum and Berwick.